I wanted to explain the difference between active management and trading, at least from my perspective. And I wanted to do that because I wanted to make sure subscribers to the research and prospective subscribers understand what we're trying to do. Because we do have several securities that we cover in the research. And we don't want people who are traders. If you want to trade stocks, we're not for you. We are a legitimate research firm. Trading stocks is for losers, okay? It's for losers. And you're going to blow up, and you're going to lose all your money over time. I can guarantee you. Well, not everyone. 99%, okay? And there's a variety of reasons for that. And once again, just keep in mind that I worked on Wall Street. I've seen a lot of things, okay? And I know the psychology of investors. So what is active management? Active management, in my opinion, in my definition, it applies to investors who are managing a portfolio. They're committed to a basket of securities, and they're managing those positions based upon market risk, that is market forecasting, fundamentals of the company, fundamentals in the sector, things of that nature. So they're managing that portfolio. They're managing risk. They're minimizing risk relative to what's going on out there. So they may be selling or trimming down on the position. They may be adding to the position based upon numerous factors, based upon the macroeconomics, based upon the market forecasting, based upon the strength or weakness of the company. Now, active management does not mean that you have to stick to all those securities in your portfolio. You can remove some, you can add some, depending upon what's going on. But the point is that you are an investor, and any securities that you add to your portfolio, let's say, listen, there's going to be some times you may want to add some you're not quite sure of. That's fine. But the vast majority of securities in your portfolio and the vast majority of money in your portfolio should be comprised of securities that you want to invest in, you want to manage over a long period of time. Okay? That's what I mean by active management. So, for instance, this recent Chinese stock market bubble, right? Some people might want to get into some of the Chinese indices, right? Or some Chinese stocks to take advantage of this bubble, right? Because they're hearing all this stuff in the news and this and that and so forth. My gosh, you know, the indexes are up 150% a year and this and that. Or they may want to start to get into FXI now, right? The Chinese major market ETF, which is mainly A shares, right? But it doesn't have any H, I'm sorry, mainly H shares, but doesn't have any A shares. And A shares have been the primary beneficiary of this bubble. But you have to ask yourself the question, were you interested in FXI before? Were you managing that position before? Why do you want it now? And so the point is that you're kind of a victim there of confirmation bias. You want to get in on the gusto, right? That means you're a trader. You're trying to trade that position, okay? You need to be aware of that mentality, and you need to stay away from it. Because, like I said over and over again, it doesn't matter how good our research is or anyone's research. If you don't have your head on straight, you're not going to do well. End of story. If you don't know what you're doing, why you're doing it, and if you don't remain disciplined, you're not going to do well. Okay? So understand what active management is. And once again, you can be in certain securities for a while and decide it's not a good period to be in those securities. It doesn't mean that you're no longer active managing those securities. Of course you are. But you're deciding to remove those securities because of macroeconomics. Let's say, for instance, cyclicals, right? Some of the cyclical stocks, it's not a great time to be in cyclicals right now. Some of them, it actually is a pretty good time. But based upon what's going on in the global economy, you don't want to be in cyclicals unless you get maybe a huge sell-off or something, or some of them are paying really good dividends. But in general, you kind of want to be out of cyclicals right now, and you want to wait and get back in when the shares come a little lower, right, and position yourself for when we have a little bit stronger economy and the cyclicals will improve, right? That's part of active management, right? That's part of active management, is doing that longer-term rotation of stocks in certain sectors based upon the macroeconomic forecasting, okay? That's what we're talking about, folks. That's what we're talking about, not trading. People that want to trade stocks, you know, they want trading services, when to buy, when to sell, this stock's moving, yeah, this, that. That's baloney. If you are trading, you're going to have to use stop losses all the time, okay? Why do people use stop losses in trading? Two reasons mainly. Because they don't want to be in the stock if it goes down. They want to get out, and they want to preserve their capital so they can move on to the next latest, greatest momentum play. Right? That's the deal. That's a loser approach. Okay? You want to be an investor. You want to be an investor. So, I hope I've explained that, and I hope that helps everyone. You know, listen, you can do whatever you want, but I'm just telling you how our research is geared, okay? It's geared for investors, not speculators, all right? If you want to do some speculation, if you want to do some trading, you can always schedule a live call with me. But, you know, hopefully if you're in that position, if you do want to do that, you do know how to trade. And you have a substantial amount of wealth, and you know what you're getting yourself into, okay? All right.